The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to have comments about Memorial Day later on in the show. But 7:05 and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. And Jared, what's the what national day is it today?
It is brisket day.
Brisket day. Ooh. Next door, I think they're cooking brisket, too.
Well, I bet you all kinds of people are going to be cooking brisket, but we do have a wonderful barbecue place next door.
And we do. And it's...
Sometimes we can really smell it in the studios, but today
I went out. This morning it started, I went out there, and they're so good. And, you know, because there's a way they can adjust the fire and all this. And when the fire first starts, it's a little bit smokier. And we understand that. We, you know, it's a great place. I mean, they do all types of catering. I mean, let's just give them a live read here. Except we don't have their name right. I think it's Odell.
Odell's,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Odell's. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
But we try to work together here. They're a business. We're a business. And
we share a building.
And we share, we share spaces. And where their smoker is, it's the intake of our air conditioner. So he was up on the roof the other day saying, you know, maybe I could put a fan up here, you know, so it blows across. And they're really nice people. But the other day walked in, it was a little smoky.
Okay. So that's what we have to, you know, I mean, we share a space. We try to be kind. In other words, that's what we're going to be doing.
We support each other.
And that's the key of the mornings before we leave at our 9 o'clock hour today is, you know, it's people are breaking out. It's Memorial Day weekend. Be kind. We're having excessive numbers of travel. Excessive heat. Okay, and that's exactly what I'm leading to because we have an excessive heat watch in Red Line this morning. Sunny with a high near 94 today, but Saturday is going to be 99 and Sunday sunny and hot with 103 with 6 to 13 miles per hour. So don't be mowing your lawn. You know, just try if you're going to do it when it's dewy and early in the morning. Sunny and hot on Memorial Day with 107. Folks, and the excessive heat watch will continue through Tuesday, which will be 109. All right, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. And we know that when we read those digits, sometimes they're more than 103 or they're more than 107. They'll go up a couple or they'll be down a little, but we do know that in this National Weather Service warning, we have an excessive heat watch. So be careful, and that segues into our pet of the week. Again, if you're going to be going out Memorial Day weekend, it's been lovely weather. You have your dog in the back of the pickup. You've got your dog on the boat. You have your animals outside. You're just used to kind of ho-humming it. Well, now is the time for you to really, really pay attention to what happens when animals are kept in a car. In fact, in the headlines today, it was an actual cop with a canine in another part of the country who left his dog in the car for too long and the dog died. So, I mean, it can happen to the best of us and people are educated. And I just think there could be a switch of a key that fast. So really keep in mind. And welcome to Amy, who is with Haven Humane. We partner with our pet of the week today. You have two little cute kittens.
I do have two little cute kittens. On that note, just leave your dogs at home. It's going to be excessively hot. Even a few moments in a car is detrimental to their health. And they are your, you know, companions, and they're trusting you to keep them safe. So please just leave your dogs at home if you need to leave them in a car for any period of time. And if you're not right there, because yes, it has happened where, well, I left it running, but it turned off. Something happened and they weren't aware. So just keep that in mind. It is going to be a scorcher. Same thing with walking dogs on hot asphalt. So if you would not want to walk on that with your bare feet, do not make your dog.
As long as you're talking about that, I posted something on Facebook that I shared. Hot asphalt. If the air temperature is 77, asphalt can reach 125. If it's 87, it can go up to 143. At 125 degrees, skin destruction can occur in just 60 seconds.
Yes.
Always check the asphalt prior to allowing your pet to walk on it. And if it's too hot for your bare hand, it's too hot for them.
Yep, that's one way to test. If you don't know, if you're thinking, put your hand on there. If you wouldn't put your own feet or your hands on that for any time, any period of time, then they don't need to have theirs on it either.
And that includes, like, rocks get hot. Like, say you're taking your dog and you're going down to the river. Hey, when they're on those rocks, that's singeing, too.
Yeah, so definitely early morning, later in the evening.
Right.
Let the temperatures cool before you take your, you know, your do your walks.
And
so
putting them in the, thinking that, okay, I'm going to put them in the back of the truck. It's open and all this. Truck gets, gets
just
hot.
Just as hot,
too.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So today I have two very cute little kittens. I have Tia and Tamara, a little shout out to Sister Sister, the old TV show, because they are sister cats. So Tia and Tamara are super cute. Tamara is long-haired. Well, I would consider her a medium hair, and her sister has short. They have been in foster care for the last few weeks, getting big and plump and juicy and ready to get up and go for adoption. They actually came into the shelter as tiny, tiny kittens with a mom, and they were probably the chunkiest kittens I've ever seen at, like, their tiny ages, because they were probably maybe 2 weeks old when they came in, and they were, like, because she only had to take care of two of them, which is a relatively small litter for a cat, so that means they got to just, you know, nurse on demand. So, yeah, they were very healthy and chunky little kittens. So now
they'll obtain their growth.
Yeah,
As opposed to being starved and be runty.
Right, exactly. So they do great with each other. They're not, we don't technically would call them like a bonded pair. Sometimes it's good to adopt sibling cats together. It really helps them acclimate to a new place if they have a buddy. They sleep better if they have somebody to sleep with. And they just overall are, they kind of train each other on how to be a cat. So sometimes it's really nice to adopt siblings. These ones aren't super bonded where they have to go together. We do have those every once in a while where separating them, they start losing weight. They just like, so they can be adopted or together. If you do decide to adopt two animals, two cats, Haven does kind of do an incentive for that where it's you adopt one and you get the second adoption fee is half off for the cat. So it's pretty neat so that it kind of helps if you do want to get two and have them started together that you can do that kind of in a cheaper way. So.
And if you take a third one?
That one's free. No, I'm just kidding.
That's like what? How would you think of that? I mean, that's just funny, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
So now you got a clan.
Now I'm trying to
clan of kittens.
And if you take six, they pay you $50.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's a little cat.
You comes have right
a,
out you know, of Amy's pocket.
It's called a cat lady starter kit.
Cat lady starter kit. We'll get your robe
six kittens,
too.
Six kittens in a robe, a velour robe. Okay, now it's having one cat. People love having a cat, but having two kittens and watching them keep each other occupied, it may actually be a lot easier for you.
It definitely has its perks having two.
Yeah. So.
These little ladies are available. Cute. We do have a few. We don't have a ton of kittens in the shelter. We have a lot of them right now that are out in foster care.
Okay.
That will be returning. So we had our first kitten boom. On obviously a lot of them are underage. So those ones are. We have a lot in foster care. So they are.
Underage.
Yeah. Well, what's really cute is we would call these any kittens that once they hit around the pound mark and they are eating on their own, they're actually called toddlers. That's a toddler age for a cat, where they're not needing to be, bottle fed or supplemented. They figure out food, and they just need to grow big enough to be altered and put up for adoption. So we're really thankful for all of our fosters.
Now, have these been altered yet?
They haven't been.
Because they're not big enough.
Nope, they are big enough.
Oh, they are. Yep. They just haven't.
They just came in yesterday from foster.
Okay. So if you want these two kitties, and they are just really cute and inquisitive, you can go down and you full adoption fee for the first one and half for the second one. They'll be neutered. Will they be chipped?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
And they'll be chipped. They'll have all that when
all
you
that.
Adopt them.
Yep.
That's cool. And you can, cats.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a free cat.
People that
there
have
really isn't.
Cats, they have dogs too. And the cat and the dog and when you have both of them, obviously they get along. And it is so funny to see some of them together.
Yeah.
A large dog being intimidated by a small
tiny cat. Well, cats are scary. For a dog, I could imagine. We've had a couple that like are afraid of cats because I feel like they may have had an experience where they got, you know, batted in the face or whatever it may be. Cats don't back down. I've seen one chase a crocodile, like a video of them chasing crocodiles, bears. Like, cats aren't scared.
No. I saw a cat in a courtyard that paper boy threw a paper at it, and the cat came back, and it was a battle going on. He was swinging the paper at the cat, and the cat kept attacking him. And I'm thinking, that's a good cat. I want that cat.
Video of a cat fording off an attack from a dog one time for a kid. Like, the cat saw the dog rushing up on the kid, and it went out there and
I saw that. It was jumping right in its face, and the cat attacked the dog and chased it away. I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, look. Go on down, Haven Humane. Give them a call. And adopt these two kitties.
Give us a call. We are doing adoptions by appointment.
Right now, she's trying to escape. She's reaching out, trying to unlock the cage, at which point, remember this, it's extremely rare, but a cat can kill you. So.
God, Carl. Gee, that was a great tagline. Yeah.
No, I just, you know. It's the same thing about raccoons. When you see a picture of the raccoon just standing up outside the door looking in, it's very rare.
The threat is real.
But,
rare.
But
never 0%.
Never 0%.
All right. So thank you so much, Amy. And again, Haven Humane, they are making appointments. Give us the phone number once again.
241-1653.
And last week at the week before last at the rodeo, you had a full-blooded German short hair, and you still have it.
Yes.
These dogs are fantastic dogs, and this one was so friendly. What can I say? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take you two and a safe one. We're going to talk more about Memorial Day weekend, what's going on. A couple things for you to take note of. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, been in the business here 11 years. John Bastiani started this business because, one, he is probably one of the best gunsmiths you're ever going to meet or ever going to have work on your gun. Two, he believes in helping his customers. His customers, whether they are novice shooters or experts, this is where we buy our guns because we always know that we'll get the support or any of the assistance we need from John or any of his people there. Even through this shortage of everything, John's been able to keep guns moving through his shop and ammo. So, John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back.
A fight I'd come be on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of Free Fire Radio. Good morning, it's Linda Bott, along with my sidekick, Carl. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Again, we're in an excessive heat watch. The National Weather Service has come down with Sunday, Saturday, Memorial Day, and Tuesday being well in the three-digit weather. And so we just need to pay attention to that. This portion of the show, before we begin, has been brought to you by...
Our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, three branches, one in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and the main location at the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Memorial Day is the last Monday. It's celebrated on the last Monday in May. In this case, it will be this Monday, May 31st, originally known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War, which, by the way, 630,000 Americans died in that
brothers.
War. Brothers against brothers in many cases, families against families.
Neighbors against neighbors.
Towns against towns.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Tuesdays.
In the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities began holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers. And did you know that each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. your local time? There's all types of, say, you know, places that say where it started. Some say it was organized, the first one, by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina. The federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day in 1966. And their first day, they celebrated that day on May 5th. It used to be known as Decoration Day, and it was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. And on the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Civil War soldiers buried there. So, for decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date General Logan had selected the first Decoration Day, but in 68, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day on the last Monday in May. And just to remind people, Memorial Day is not
just honoring, it's for honoring those who fell in battle, those who died in defense of our country. We have Veterans Day for everybody that served, is serving, has served, but Memorial Day is for those who have fallen. And the poppy comes from a poem about battles in a battle in World War One, and it was called The Fields of Flanders, and they talked about poppies. That's why you see red poppies mm-hmm. out. We received one the other in the mail the other day. It is a remembrance for those who have fallen, and there are numbers of people who will go out to IGO and make sure, you know, like Preston Sharp, and make sure there's flags on mm-hmm. every one of those graves, as plus the people from IGO. So now, it's not just a three-day weekend, my friends. Take a moment when you're having your barbecue or you're getting together with friends like we are, and remember that the freedoms we have here were fought for by people, men and women, who put their lives on the line. They were killed in the line of duty. And on Sunday at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium at the Memorial Grove there, there's going to be a celebration there. Starts at 11 o'clock. It'll be water and shade and all that. And it's going to be our Memorial Day.
Remembrance.
The only Memorial Day
right.
Remembrance in Reading. The Elks has been canceled. There's nothing at IGO. So it is just at the Memorial Grove at the Civic.
Okay.
Okay.
And so the remembrance that we're doing on Sunday at 11 is, again, our North State Memorial Day moment. But Monday is the actual holiday, right? So does Memorial Day literally fall on Monday?
It's because they started celebrating on Mondays. You know, the Congress passed an act. Instead of having, you know, people getting off Fridays or this, they said, we will celebrate these on Mondays. So, and even though Memorial Day really is the 30th.
All right, despite new Centers of Disease Control and Prevention guidance that fully vaccinate Americans are safe to ditch masks, face coverings are still a must during air travel. Now, we know that they're talking about massive amounts of people. Like, for instance, the Indy sells out 135,000 people at the Indianapolis 500, and as well as the Rolling to Remember, which is they expect over 100,000 bikes in Washington. That's all this weekend. So people are really coming out. Now, what you've heard on the news, I'm sure, or you may be hearing here now, is that people, there's a lot more air travel disturbances. People, like, for instance, this morning I was listening to a podcast on somebody put their was asked to put their seat table up. Now, can you imagine you making a scene over somebody I don't know what you call them now, the stewardess, the attendant, you know,
it's the attendant.
It's the attendant. Okay. To put the seat table up and then to create a scene, actually to start a fight, and they were showing these. Now we can see these things a little bit more on
this woman broke the front teeth yes. out of a Southwest flight attendant.
So what they say is that you can take your mask off in the restaurants at the airport. You can take your mask off if you're eating and drinking, but there's actually with Southwest, they have when your drink is down, this is a little napkin they have, when your drink is down, mask up. So these unruly passengers are facing travel bans, stiff fines. The FAA, thank you very much. We talked about fines and punishment the other day. You would not have believed the conversation I had today with some other diehard girlfriends that are into, like, you must be punished. Zero tolerance policy.
Caning. FAA. You're bringing that caning back, aren't you?
FAA proposes 64,500 in fines against five unruly air passengers. Now, do you think they're going to have to pay because the lawyer's going to get in there and say, oh, they had a bad day and they were on drugs?
All they have to do is ban them. And once they're banned from one airline, I wonder if other airlines ban them too. probably not.
So anyway, civility. We preach that, and we don't mean that we preach it, but we ask that, you know, right now we're going to have long lines. You're going to have heat. You're going to have people who are ridiculous about their dogs being in the heat, and they're going to bring them out anyway, and you're going to think, oh my God, why are you walking your dog across the bridge? And you're going to have all kinds of things this week, and I'm sure they're going to completely almost make you flip your top. So we're just saying, just have patience.
So what I'm going to do is find a cool spot and then power wash the whole weekend. I'm going to power wash
it.
The new
hours.
Power washer that Linda got me for Valentine's Day as a proof of her love. The proof of love that keeps on giving year after year after year is a power washer. I will move all the stuff she's got, all the plants, all the 100-pound, the pots these things come in. I will move them to the center, and then I will start power washing. And after I do that area, then I move 100-pound plants back into the power washed area, and then power wash everything
else. Don't say you're going to do something without doing it. However, this break.
Wait. Don't you want to get started on that?
Before we take this break, wait till you see what my parents are going to get you for your birthday.
I swear to God, if it's a rototiller, I am out of this family. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of Free Fire Radio with, good morning, Linda Bott, Carl Bott, and we're here this morning, with bells on for the beginning of this Memorial Day weekend, and, make it a great day, whatever you're doing. It's gonna be sunny today with a high of 94, and again, we are in an excessive heat watch. I'm gonna say that every break that we come back in, because tomorrow will be 99, Sunday 103, Memorial Day 107, and Tuesday 109.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nobody better, it's a veteran-owned business. We have our windshields when they have a little bitty chip or a crack in them. Jeff Wurst fixes them, guarantees them. He's not going to waste your time or money. Free consultations. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Dan Bean with us from Reading Electric Utility.
Good morning.
Is the, you know, you all are
let's get you in there, buddy. Yeah.
Electric vehicles. That's, you know, that's for, I mean, is that the, am I seeing so much on electric vehicles? Ford's going to make like 40% of their production is going to be electric vehicles. You all have ways to help people save thousands of dollars on electric vehicles.
We have rebates,
yeah,
for electric vehicles and for both commercial and residential. And we also have rebates for putting in chargers.
So. Rebates for putting in chargers.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be in your home. Like, mm-hmm. Say, yeah. Okay, so I've not really priced it out, but I'm curious if you, like, okay, the first thing my mind goes to is Tesla, but we also know that the F-150, there's a bunch of new electric trucks coming out next year that's piqued a lot of interest. So I just don't know what... I don't know what the pricing is, what it costs for an electric vehicle and to have that charging unit at your house. Do you have any kind of ballpark figure of...
Well, it depends on what kind of charger, how fast. There's different levels of charging.
Okay.
So just a simple...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, level 3 is pretty simple and cost-effective. I think we rebate $500 for a home, so that should be plenty to get an electrician in there to put
well,
it in.
Well, I'm frankly, I've got my my diesel generator that I pull behind the electric electric truck, so I can, when I'm off-road, if there's no charging units up in the trees... I can just crank on the generator and recharge it.
Well, how's it going for
you? Do I get some kind of rebate on that?
There's got to be something wrong with that.
Okay.
Well, we're getting towards, of course, we have a wind warning as well. Well, not really, but 8 to 11 or, up to 13 miles on Sunday when it's going to be, 103. So, and we know that it is dry right now. So what are we looking towards here? What we need to be aware of? And how is that, how do you prepare for that? What's going on with RU?
Okay, well, as far as preparation, everyone, you know, when it's nice and cool in the fall and wet in the winter, that's a great time to do a lot of your fire fuels mitigation. But now that it's fire season, which is pretty much almost all year now, Reading has recently installed an IQ fire watch system, and it is active now. And we have 3 cameras at 3 different towers in the city that they constantly rotate. It takes them 6 minutes each to make a 360-degree view. And it's got artificial intelligence and really advanced sensors to watch and catch smoke early. It can actually pick up other things like somebody doing... driving.
Oh, that is
road.
So cool.
Yeah, so we have a monitoring service watching that 24/7.
And where is the monitoring base?
The actual towers?
Or where you're saying you're watching it 24/7, is there a base if it's AI?
Yeah, well, the monitoring service, actually, I don't know. I think they might be in a different state even. But
okay.
That's just the service we provided.
Right.
But we also have it at our headquarters building. We monitor it there if we need to.
That's new, that's news.
Yeah.
And plus the fact that you all, through your offices, hired on like 12 firefighters, and of that group, a large percentage of that was of those young men and women were to clear areas.
Yeah,
can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, our original wildfire mitigation plan included, I think we had 6 full-time firefighters and 12 apprentice firefighters, and the 12 mm-hmm. apprentices did a lot of the fire fuels work. But recently we modified that structure, and so now we have 12 full-time firefighters and 3 apprentices. It was really hard to keep the apprentice jobs full. But we've also increased the number. We have 7 parks employees that work and do more fire fuels mitigation. So the apprentices and firefighters are now staffing up the engines, as you've probably heard from the chief.
Yeah.
We now have 3 personnel per engine, first time in our history. So,
well, the one of the things that, especially after the car fire, that REU was doing was you were essentially cutting a fire break around Redding.
Yeah, no,
am I being too,
our 115 kV lines pretty much circle the city, and we have to have those clear, underneath them and around them. And, recently we've gotten more federal regulation, and so we have even a higher jeopardy of fines if we don't do things, just right. So, yeah, no, that's a big part of what we do, and it's just part of our business, keeping things clear.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you it's very interesting, and this is an accolade or a compliment. We didn't know this actually when we moved here that we were in REU territory or that we were in the district. But I mean, right now you see how home prices have really been rising and how little pieces of real estate or homes are available. But that would really detour me at this point that I would totally not buy a house if it was in PG&E, just personally. Only because with REU, I feel way more protected. And that's important. You know, as we get older, I want to feel protected. So there you go. That's your kiss for the day.
Thank you. Well, and it is our 100th birthday this year.
Oh,
whoa.
Okay.
So we're going to have like a free month.
Yeah. Well, the actual day that it happened was December 21st, 1921. So that's actually a council meeting this year. So I do plan to have cake actually taken to the council meeting.
100 years for REU. Mm-hmm. Was that how long ago that Redding bought REU?
Yes, yep.
And do you realize, I mean, did those people realize back then, were they just that truly visionary, or was it just kind of like, you know what, we need to have our own
utility
power
company?
Well, I actually have some information on that.
Great,
so,
great.
Do it.
So it started in 1914, the Redding residents and trustees and business people were very dissatisfied with the Northern California Power Company, their streetlight system, that's the precursor to mm-hmm. PG&E. And so they asked the newspaper delivery guy to go around and let them know which lights weren't working, and it got to the point where there were so few functioning, they said, don't bother, we can count how many are working. So they decided to buy the streetlight system from the company, and so they did, and then as soon as they started doing it, the lights were brighter apparently, and they cost less to operate. And so in the 1918, a few years later, they wanted to take over the electric system, the rest of it, so that process started in 1918. And back then, utilities were regulated by the Railroad Commission, which is now the California Public Utility Commission. And so there's like a 3-year process. They had the facilities that then PG&E then owned, and they got a price on how much that is. 3 years later, they were finally finishing up the paperwork. And right when they were going to do it, PG&E came back and said, oh, we've put in another $24,000 of improvements, so now you got to pay us more. So there was a dispute with that. So for a couple weeks in December in 1921, you had PG&E linemen and City Redding linemen and all that work, you know, watching the same system.
Can you imagine that? There'd be fights out on the
poles. It was 2 weeks of controversy, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean,
but in the end, on the 21st, we did get to take over. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people say, well, REU just keeps dumping money into the general fund or whatever, and people start to be critical about that. But the City of Redding General Fund used their funds to buy the utility.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the funding. Of course, within the first 7 months, REU paid them back because It was a very profitable.
Because y'all are just little money makers. You are a cash cow.
That's what they say.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but we're here with Dan Means, who's the the director of Reading Electric Utility. It's always great to have him on because he's full of facts and you can ask him questions. So 605-4567, if you got questions about, you know, electricity or power or service here in Reading, in the RU area, this is a great time because, we've had other people that have asked a question. It's kind of esoteric and it's not right at Dan's fingertips, but he gets back to you and lets you know. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering, altering, just doesn't seem like the right word.
No, altering isn't. He'll design.
No, custom design.
He'll custom design.
Of kitchens, bathrooms, other rooms that you want. He works only on appointments now, and he to set up a free consultation, you can give him a phone call at 241-STONE or go to estategranite.com. He did our kitchen several years ago, and it's just a work of art. Mike Huber of Estate Granite, it's a better-known business. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Ricker, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Hi. Hey, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:50 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. It's going to be up to 103 today. Is that right?
Today looks like we're going to have 99. About 94.
94, okay.
Tomorrow is 99, right, and Sunday 103, okay. Memorial Day 107, and Tuesday 109.
Okay, and weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793, and seniors and veterans get discounts. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us a segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading where I hang out when it gets close to anniversaries and birthdays and Christmas. They have, and then after Linda was locked up with me for a year with quarantine, they have their own little display case with ideas from Carl to apologize. Okay. We're here with... Dan Dees. He is the director of course, Reading Electric Utility. And we were talking about, it's our 100th anniversary of REU, that the city fathers back started it, like 1918, and then bought it finally. And of course, being PG&E, you know, was it called PG? I don't know, was it called PG&E back then? It was called something else.
Yeah.
They jacked the price up at the last minute. Can you believe it?
It was only 50% or so. So,
yeah. How much did it cost?
So they bought it for, I think, $54,000.
And we haven't repaid that yet?
Oh, they repaid it.
And we talked about how one of the missions of REU is to keep the line safe, which means fire mitigation, which is why you all put a lot of money into hiring firefighters.
Yeah, there's different approaches you can take. Yeah. You can buy wildfire insurance, which in California is pretty much getting impossible and extremely not cost effective at all. So you're better off just self-insuring. But as a community utility, we're better off just collaborating with our other departments, like our fire department, our police department, our parks department, and just work together.
And to keep, you know, it's frankly, it's almost like a fire break around Reading because that's where the lines go. This is supposed to be a bad fire season this year.
Yeah, it's extremely
dry.
Yep.
Everything we hear.
I'm glad we have the monitoring system in to try to get a quick response.
Yeah, thank
that's
you
key.
For reminding me. Yep. We have a monitoring system set up now, three cameras, which do a 360 around our area here. And if they're like cameras I'm used to in the military, I mean, it reaches out there. You can see count the feathers on a duck's ass from like 10
well,
miles.
They're not quite.
I'm sorry, duck's butt.
Yeah, they're not quite like that kind of camera.
Oh, okay.
They don't really zoom in like that, but they can analyze smoke and they can see where there's a problem, and so that's the key.
You know, here's a question that I've never heard before. How often does REU have to fire up the jet engines or to pay their folks at the former Simpson paper factory to fire up their jet engines for power to augment the output?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
The generators down at the power plant are our aeroderivative. They're basically a jet engine sitting on its side tied to a generator turbine. So, yeah, so that's a great question. And one of the things we've done in this past year is we've modernized part of our trading system, and we are actually now participating in the California Energy Imbalance Market. So last night, that market called on us for more power. What we do is we bid our units in, and we don't necessarily budget for them to run in this market, so anything that gets generated as far as money from that is extra above our budget. So last night, they called in, turned on some of our units, and so while you were sleeping, you were making money if you were running electric customer.
Wow.
So. Well, let's talk a little bit about this, if you don't mind. You know, this big push for green. I've been reading a lot about wind turbines. And the more I read, the more I'm kind of like, but we have solar and cogen plants, but it's nothing close to what we're going to need.
Yeah.
Am I correct there?
Well, there's just, it's the big thing about all of that is, I mean, first of all, RU is about 85% carbon free. And so even though we do run the plant, it's a clean plant. We've done things to make it even cleaner. But in general, as you transition to new cleaner fuels and new technology, that just takes time. That's the biggest thing. Last year, California had some blackouts. They're pushing the envelope a little too hard on retiring plants, that some gas plants that can actually keep the lights on better, and, you know, in favor of some other things. So, I mean, it used to be middle of the day was like the highest cost energy, and now because of solar and wind, middle of the day is cheap energy if you're subject to the market. The way Reading Electric operates, though, we don't want our customers to have to worry about day, night, whatever. We have a fixed rate, a flat rate, and we manage the portfolio for you. We have gas hedges. We have power purchase agreements for wind. We have hydro. And so we manage the energy, so you don't have to worry about, oh, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't turn my air on at 3 p.m., even though I really want to.
Even though it's 105 out there.
Exactly.
Well, is wind power, is it really cost effective?
You know, it depends on how you look at it. I'd bring in my resource group. I have a group of people.
Yeah.
That's all
well,
they
do. Yeah, that's kind of an unfair question.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
your job is to get the power.
Yeah. And there's different ways you can look at it. You have to look at total life cycle costs and what does that really look like to be fair for all of those different products.
That's true. So. Natural gas. Mm-hmm. Everybody was so happy we had natural gas, and we've got limitless, it seems, supplies of natural gas. And yet now we're going to have to go away from natural gas. The state of California says everything's going to have to be electric. What kind of impact would that have on companies like REU?
Well, if it goes too fast, it's going to strand assets. Like back in the 80s, we went in partnership with some other, like Santa Clara and Modesto, and we bought into part of a coal plant in New Mexico. And we got transmission lines and brought it all up here, and it was a good program. And actually what we did is we traded that energy and got energy from the Northwest that was delivered in chunks during the summertime when we really needed it. But what happened is with EPA rules and California rules, we had to get out of that plant 5 years before the debt was paid off. And so what happens when the state and federal government moves too fast, they strand taxpayer and customers' money. And that's just, to me, not right. I mean, these people...
No, it's not.
You make decisions 30 years ago, and then someone decides to start changing it before the
30 years is up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and here's the byproduct of that is the Navajo Nation, where the coal plant was at, lost $16 million into the Navajo Reservation, plus lost something between 400 and 500 jobs when they shut the coal plant down, when people changed the rules.
Yeah, and you know, the pollution down there, I think, was getting pretty bad, which is why the EPA was stepping in to try to help fix it. And so people's health probably, I mean, there's a lot of sides to all of it.
There is.
But natural gas is a great bridge fuel, and the technology is pretty clean, and they're actually looking at mixing just straight hydrogen in with the natural gas to make it even more emission friendly. So there's all kinds of things you can do. It's really timing. You gotta, just like with anything, if you do things too fast, people and businesses can't respond. You gotta give people time.
That's right.
And our special guest this morning is Dan Bean, who is the director of REU. We've had some wonderful information. We come back. We are going to hold Dan over for the next segment, and then we have some gals in from One Safe Place talking.
The new director
of One Safe Place. But I have some good news. Dan, I don't know if this is good for you, but usually I know for Carl, this is wonderful news before we take this break. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Free samples are about to make a comeback at Costco.
Whoa!
In June, 120 stores, and then at the end of June, all of the Costcos will be coming back. So you can now graze, you know, graze.
Let me tell you this, that I was in there a couple years ago, and this mom was admonishing her son, because he was going from spot to spot. He's like 10 years old. And I said, ma'am, he's a boy. He's got to learn how to graze. And grazing from here to there keeps his strength up because, you know, he's a warrior. And at this point, the lady is, you know, has held up a crucifix and said, get away from me. And I said, it's okay, kid. Stuff your face with those meatballs.
We'll finally, before we take this break, if you're listening right at the last minute, 605-4567, I'm going to give a family pass of 4 tickets, free admission to Turtle Bay. What more fun than to go this weekend with your family? Give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Pork budget. President Biden preparing to release his proposed $6 trillion spending plan.
The president's forthcoming budget proposal comes not only with an eye-popping price tag, but whopping deficit projections for years to come. Under the Biden plan, the national debt would exceed the size of the economy, and that's despite more than $3 trillion in proposed tax increases over a decade.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the national debt has already rocketed past $28 trillion. After meeting into the wee hours of the morning, the Senate failed to vote on the Democrats' proposed commission to investigate the U.S. Capitol riot. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argues there's no need for the commission since the Justice Department and the Senate are already investigating. While many Americans are itching to take a vacation, a labor shortage is hitting the nation's tourist destinations, threatening to derail the travel industry's comeback.
More than half of American adults are vaccinated, and many are ready to travel. AAA forecasts that 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the upcoming holiday weekend. That's a 60% increase over last year, but 6 million fewer travelers than in 2019. Airline executives say domestic air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels, but if you're planning to rent a car at the airport this weekend, you might be out of luck. Rental cars are in short supply, and the average cost is roughly doubled. There's a severe shortage of workers in the hospitality industry. Lifeguards, hotel housekeepers, and bartenders are in short supply. I'm Jennifer King.
Consumer spending rose last month, up by a modest 0.5%. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. Right now, the Dow is up 106 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 50 points higher, and the S&P is up 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
On the heels of the Mideast ceasefire, still the impression that the clash really isn't over. The Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
The sound of rockets exploding has faded along the Israeli-Gaza border, and this time in the metropolis of Tel Aviv, too. But absent is the sense that a conflict has ended. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken was in the Middle East this week, defending Israel's right to self-defense while bringing millions of dollars of aid for the Palestinians. The Israeli side fears the sharp increase in anti-Semitic acts and signs of the erosion of public and political support for the Jewish state. References to war crimes and apartheid are becoming commonplace in public debate and on Capitol Hill. D.C. Middle East watchers speak of an unprecedented struggle by regional actors for support. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. He's back.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan says the Republican Party is
at a crossroads.
Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Thursday night, Ryan cautioned against the fealty being shown by so many in his party to former President Trump.
If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or of second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere.
Ryan, who described President Biden's agenda as more leftist than any president in his lifetime, was the opening speaker for the library's Time for Choosing series. Future speakers will include former Vice President Mike Pence and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. I'm Mike Rossio.
China continuing to tighten its grip on Hong Kong. Media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 14 months in jail for his role in what's termed an unauthorized assembly. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Let me turn down my ears here a little bit. Maybe I'm talking too loud. 8:05 in the morning here on Friday, the 28th of May. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm and Linda's here. Good morning, hon.
Good morning, everybody. And I want to let you know that there is a red line excessive heat watch. Today will be sunny with a high of 90.
Is it red line or red flag?
It says just excessive heat watch. All right. Underlined. Sunny, high 94, low 66 tonight. As we progress, of course, we go into the red weather, which is tomorrow 99. And, of course, what that means is that there's going to be 5 to 8 miles per hour of wind. But, on Sunday we have 103. And then on Memorial Day, which, will be hot, 107 and Tuesday 109. So we are officially in those three digit temperatures, and again, it's excessive heat watch, so please be careful. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And then we go to the phones with our very own Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, stocks are in the green for a third straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 109 points at 34,575. The S&P 500 positive 9 points at 4,210. And the NASDAQ composite gaining 48 points at 13,784. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, AMC Entertainment up $4, trading at 30.78. Ford down 23 cents at 14.65 per share. GE off 28 cents, trading at $14.08. Stocks of local of interest, FedEx down 18 cents at $315.40. Costco down $4.86, trading at $382.64. PG&E up 8 cents at 10 even. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 1.61%. And over to commodities, gold is down $2.80 an ounce at $1,893. Silver off 13 cents at 27 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $66 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. Oh, yeah. Susan, thanks. I wish that 25 years ago you would have read today's stock market report to me, because we would all be in Tahiti at this point. You know,
we'd all gone in.
Costco.
All in.
Costco, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can buy that for $2
Costco
a share.
$300-something a share.
Can you believe that?
I know. Well,
yeah.
Everyone,
thank you.
Stay cool this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank
Susan
you.
And Stifel, at Susan again, Susan Eastman. She's located on Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 244-7199. She has been investing and doing all kinds of things with your investments for many years. She's been very successful at it, and we just really admire her. Thank you.
With us is Dan Beans, who's the director of the Reading Electric Utility. And we, gosh, you know what? To catch up, it's 100th. We're going to be celebrating our 100th anniversary of REU on December 21st. We talked about fire mitigation efforts. We talked about that we have a camera system now that's pointed. It's not pointed down at the street at you, people. It's pointed out toward the outlands to see the smoke. It's monitored 24 hours a day. We talked about the cost of doing things too fast. Giving technology and businesses a chance to catch up instead of changing things, you know, with 5 years left to do. It ended up costing us money. with the coal plants that they ended 5 years before the contract really was up.
Yeah, they left $30 million on the table that our customers had to pay. That they had already paid and they're paying in their rates that they got nothing for.
Now, what are we looking at? We've got like 8 minutes left. What are we looking at for REU to be? Where's your next push?
All right, so we're working on a strategic plan, and we've got a community group helping us, advisory team, including a couple of the city council members that are on that team. So the three main high category issues are, you know, reducing risk, increasing our reliability, and dealing with all the regulation that we have in our business. So we recently got a bunch of new federal regulations on us, which is increasing our costs pretty substantially. I've had to actually add 10 positions to deal with that regulation and also with some of the reliability.
Which is the most onerous, I guess I can use that word, onerous regulation?
The most onerous regulation, well, it's kind of a group of regulations. They come down from FERC to NERC to WEC, and basically it has to do with how you operate your system. It can include cybersecurity, physical security, those kind of things. But if you violate those standards, you are subject to up to $1.2 million per day per violation. So
you have to hire people then for, IT security and all those then, too.
Yeah, and actually what we did is instead of developing our own IT department at REU, we merged with our city IT department.
Okay.
Because they're already experts at firewalls and all that kind of thing. And so we're experts at operational technology, their information technology, so we merged. And so they now house that for us and take care of that.
After what happened with the gas lines, does that have any fear? I mean, do you all talk to each other and go, whoa?
Oh, yeah, no. We get all kinds of, you know, inside information about, you know, what happened, how we need to watch out for it, and we have resources that watch for that kind of thing. So, yeah, no, it's part of our everyday world.
It wasn't terrorism. It was robbery.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's caused an upgrowth in jobs. Just to keep up on the regulations.
Exactly.
So government is continually building government.
Sadly, it's true.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, the risk we've talked about, one of our biggest risks, of course, is wildfires. And so we've done a ton of things with our wildfire mitigation plan, from hiring firefighters to replacing the city radio system is being replaced as we speak. And that was a big push that the city wouldn't have had the cash to get it going. So REU, we absolutely need that. We saw that from the car fire and the snowstorm. We need better communication. The other system was beyond end of life. So we're getting that.
And that allows during emergencies that this radio system runs 24 hours a day anyway.
Exactly.
So you've just upgraded everything on that or helped the city.
We're upgrading it. Yeah, and we're actually, right now it's up on South Fork, which, you know, it can get PSPS is on it. It could have snow, hard to get to maintain it during the car fire.
That's where we are.
Yeah, so we're
it burnt through there.
Right. Yeah. So we're putting in within the city limits a simulcast system with two locations to give us that coverage that we need, but make it more maintainable.
Wow,
that's part of what we're doing.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, and then the reliability is a big piece, and that's, you know, we've often been running a lot of vacancies at REU. Sometimes 10 to 15%, especially linemen and even tree arborists have been tough to get. So over the many, many, many years, there's system maintenance that just needs to be caught up on, and so we have a ton of work to do.
And now, will you go out will you hire, like, tree-felling companies and that, kind of contract them?
We used to. Yeah, we were using a combination of contractors and in-house people for tree trimming. But then there was a new law passed by California that said this is what the wage has to be for an arborist, and it's kind of indexed to a apprentice lineman. So what that did is our contractor said, okay, we're not going to work for this contract amount. They rebid the contracts and over doubled the price. And so at that point, because tree trimming and wildfire is such a critical thing for us, we decided to just hire more of our own in-house people.
Okay. Wow. We're here with Dan Beans. So much information. We've just talking to Dan. So every other month, we're going to bring Dan in here. for an hour that we can sit down and talk and see what's going on. You know, there's just so much stuff, and especially during wildfires. So I may break that already and, you know, and bring you in again next month or something because of wildfire danger. And, you know, our alert system, like everybody else's, is checked and double-checked all the time in case something happens. You know, after the car fire, you know, it was just difficult finding out information. And all of us had that problem. But the only thing you had to do was look toward Whiskey Town, and you knew exactly where the fire was. So,
yeah.
Dan, thank you so much for what
you
do,
Dan,
for our community. One of the things that got little notice, but you all were putting in light poles all over the city.
We're replacing the old lights with the LEDs.
It's just really brightened up the city, that's for sure.
And saving everybody money.
Yep, absolutely, which is the idea.
Yep.
Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have Once They Placed a new director and be talking to her.
Introduce her to our listening audience.
Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is more than just a hospital. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been rated one of the highest hospitals in the United States by Medicare and Medicaid services for heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. For all of these rulings, and you can see this isn't just something we make up. You can visit the medicare.gov/hospitals. Compare. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Thanks, bud.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
County. My name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back.
Woo! We're right on the air, my God.
Welcome back to Free Talk Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR.
Okay. 96.5 Don't say anything
FM
you don't want to have heard on the air.
KCM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 605-4567 is our phone number at 8:20 in the morning. And a quick weather update.
All right. Excessive heat watch. We're in the red zone here for coming up days, but today we'll have 94. Saturday calls for 99. Sunday hot with 103. Memorial Day 107 and Tuesday 109. So, keep your pets inside, folks, unless you're really walking them early in the morning as well for yourself. Stay hydrated. Don't put your pets in the back of your truck and, don't walk across the bridge with your pets, at a certain time of the day. So we're just going to keep, reiterating that it is an excessive heat watch this weekend, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts.
Oh, we are here. It's the last Friday of the month, so it must be one safe place. And we just love having one safe place, and our guests today are...
Well, good morning, ladies. We've got Tiffany... Adeboni. Okay, I'm kidding about. Okay, Adeboni, who is a patient advocate, and we're going to be getting more with in depth with you, Tiffany. We have Alexis Roth, who is with Mercy Reading, and then we have our new director. Welcome to Katie Minoletti, who's the director of One Safe Place, and we've been wondering who's going to be filling up the big shoes of our former executive directors who've been doing outstanding jobs. And so, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Katie.
Well, I was raised in Siskiyou County. I moved down to the big city to go to Simpson University, and just fell in love with this community, and I've never left. So, I actually worked for One Safe Place back when it was Shasta County Women's Refuge.
Yes.
A few years ago, and I've made it full circle, and I'm back where my heart is, which is working with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault.
It's amazing, and we're going to talk more about that. We're going to get into maybe some statistics today as we look into what's happened after COVID or during COVID, and why don't we just talk about the organization and the company and where that's going and how we can be involved and, you know, just shine a light on it today. So, Tiffany, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing with Patient Advocate. You had a long line of what your title was, and I couldn't quite write it quick enough, so.
I am actually an embedded patient advocate. This is a partnership between Dignity Health and One Safe Place. I actually work two programs. My first program is a medical safe haven program. And that is a program where I work specifically with human trafficking and labor trafficking survivors to connect them with medical providers, both at Mercy Family Health Center and Hill Country Health and Wellness, to get their long-term health care needs met with trauma-informed providers. That's one program. My other program that I work with specifically at One Safe Place is I am the lead advocate and coordinator of our strangulation clinic. So I work with strangulation victims and assist during their forensic exams and get them services that they need.
I remember Angela coming on last year and talking about attending a week-long conference, and she came on and talked about, you know, what is specifically about that there's nothing to play about with strangulation and how it does can affect your brain and the oxygen levels and stuff like that. So,
but it leads, but it also leads further on.
It can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you reach that point.
It is just a step below death. So, and the injuries that we see, the traumatic brain injury, which is caused by the lack of oxygen to the brain, we call it a traumatic brain injury. It's just like being hit in the head. With blunt force trauma injury.
That so, you see so much in combat.
Correct.
With the IEDs and this.
Correct. But we see it a lot, too, in our domestic violence victim.
Mm-hmm.
They get hit in the head a lot.
Yes.
And with strangulation, they're either being hit in the head or the force is so much their head is being hit against whatever they're
and what it is your brain bounces.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It bounces in your head.
Just think of a football player getting hit. You know, and their brains are going back and forth.
Yeah. Let's get to what several people have been wondering during the COVID crisis, if you will. I'm sure the statistics will be rolling in. Not that you're going to give us a number now, but I mean, with the shut-ins and with people not being able to have certain outlets, what kind of activity did you see at One Safe Place?
We saw an increase. It went down the beginning of COVID, and we have definitely seen an increase. And Katie and May, our numbers have skyrocketed.
Katie, well, that's a good point, Katie. And by the way, you've gotten people saying nice things about you in the chat room that have worked with you before.
Oh.
So there.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that something?
Nice when people say good things behind your back.
Yeah.
And then we share those good things because that's a good thing to share.
Yeah. One of the things we've been talking with One Safe Place about for this year is, you know, the danger of the fact that we don't see the numbers. We don't see, and the other thing is child abuse because they weren't in school. And so the numbers then, where they went down, as you pointed out, but are they skyrocketing now? Or are they just on a steady upward trend or what?
We're definitely seeing an upward trend. And for me, I would like people to really be aware of their surroundings and understand that as a neighbor, as a family member, as a friend, even as a teacher on Zoom, you have so much of an impact. You can reach out and ask your neighbors how they're doing. You can check on the kids next door. And that makes a huge difference when we're talking about intimate partner violence or family violence. So many of us are not back in the office yet. Kiddos are not always back in school yet. Many of them are still distance learning. So please just check on those who you think might be shut in and might actually be trapped in their own households.
Okay. And you can do that. A lot of times it's your neighbors.
Exactly.
And like we say, this goes across all income spectrums. And you may see some, or you may hear something in the backyard that, you know, nobody wants to report their neighbor. But if you hear things, you need to do it. You need to let people know something's going on. That's not right.
It can be really scary to take that step, but I can tell you myself personally, my neighbor probably saved my life doing that for me, calling 911 and being brave for my sake.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good because Katie's here now.
Here I am.
Here you are. And like I said, you know, some people have no idea the situation's going on.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We just heard from Dan Beans from REU that this is really going to be a fire season. They're working like crazy to clear all the lines and build the fire break around Reading. But after the car fire, people just cannot get insurance on it just because you lived in an area. Until they talked to Judy Maxwell. Judy found them insurance. Everybody we sent there, and there were many, they had insurance. They got homeowners insurance with fire insurance protection. And then finding out what a great place Maxwell Insurance and Financial is, they just moved all their insurance over to them. Right now, Judy's offering a second opinion on retirement plans and 401ks. Give them a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We'll be right back, 8:29 in the morning here on the 28th of May.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Nagabach, Friday the 28th of May. I'd like to remind everybody that at 11 o'clock on Sunday, there will be the Memorial Day Remembrance at the Civic Auditorium out there at Memorial Grove. There will be shade put up. They have lots of water. Afterwards, there's a lunch, a free lunch. And if you want to just take it with you, you can do that. This is going to be, it's being put on, of course, by our city, but the, and our county, and the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. So, that's the only ceremony that's happening this year. The Oaks has been canceled. There's nothing down in Anderson that I know of. IGO is not having one, so if you want to pay, if you want to pay some respect to your, to our fallen heroes, it'll be Sunday at 11 o'clock down at the Memorial Grove at the Civic. We have with us, One Safe Place, the new director, Katie Medaletti, and we have also with us,
Tiffany and Alexis, correct?
Right, correct.
And Alexis Ross will be talking with us about her, some of the Mercy Reading outreach.
Yes. So thank you so much for having me. My name's Alexis Ross. I'm the Director of Community Health for Mercy Medical Center Reading, Mercy Medical Center Mount Shasta, and St. Elizabeth Community Hospital in Red Bluff. So my role with the Medical Safe Haven Clinic is more of an administrative role, from identifying barriers from a sustainability standpoint, working with Tiffany and her advocates, working with One Safe Place in Hill Country to really firm up that partnership and how we can all work together for human trafficking. The connection with the hospitals, you know, we will more than likely see people come in, victims, through the emergency room. When I first started in this work, I don't know why I was surprised, but labor and delivery, we could see somebody, a victim, come in through that avenue of the hospital. So really connecting what we may see in the inpatient side with Tiffany and the outpatient side in the Medical Safe Haven Clinic is just, it's a great partnership and a great continuum of care for these individuals. But you mentioned statistics a little bit earlier. And if it's all right, I'd like to share some from the state of California. So the state of California in 2019 released their reported cases of human trafficking. State data from a calendar year perspective is just a couple years behind, so it's the latest that we have available. There were 1,507 reported cases of human trafficking in the state of California. Now, with 58 counties in California, the average would be roughly 25 cases per county. And Tiffany can speak more to this, but I believe there's about 35 individuals in Shasta County alone that are enrolled in the Medical Safe Haven Clinic, making us above average for the cases of reported human trafficking cases.
Okay, what constitutes the term human trafficking?
With human trafficking, there needs to be an exchange for the exploitation. So if it is sex, there's a third party that is controlling the victim, making that person have sex with somebody else in exchange for money and sometimes drugs. That's also considered, but there has to be that exploitation. So that's sex trafficking. With labor trafficking, and I have two folks on my caseload who have experienced that, that is where the victim is being brought in, all their documents are being removed, and it could be on a farm, so agriculture, that's big down south, restaurants, so hospitality, so you think maids, nail salons, even private people who maybe bring in people into their homes for maid service or domestic service, nannies, things like that. So, and they are kept in the home. They're not allowed to leave. They have to work astronomically long hours for no pay. So that's labor trafficking. And so that's where
okay.
we're at with that.
The fact that we have that problem up there shouldn't take away from the fact of One Safe Place in your primary mission. So, Katie, what, you know, you've been, obviously you know about One Safe Place, and of course they've just made you our director here, and it's a huge job. What are some of the things that, are there anything new are you discovering now that you're there?
Unfortunately, not much has changed throughout the years. I really would love to work myself out of a job. our prevention team is really trying to do that. So that's probably the department that the community knows the least about. They're going into the schools and speaking with our children about violence prevention, bullying prevention, and really how to have healthy relationships. So we are here to serve individuals who've already experienced domestic violence and sexual assault, but what we really want the community to know is that we're trying to prevent these unhealthy relationships from ever happening.
You know, our CARES, the childhood adverse reactions, is that? No.
ACEs.
I'm sorry. ACEs. Help me here.
Adverse childhood experiences.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I knew that. Why did I say CARES? CARES. I don't know what that had to do with it. ACEs. Our rate up here is higher. And my hypothesis on that is that it's because we take it more serious up here, and we have a much better educated public and a police force and a district attorney and a sheriff's department that understands what's going on, as opposed to other counties and other areas where they just, it's more of a, you know, lip service to it.
We're really trying to take it seriously. We have a Northern California ACEs collaborative where many community partners participate in strategizing how we can minimize adverse childhood experiences for children in the future. So we have a wonderful First Five program in Shasta County, and like you said, many collaborations that have been successful. But again, you know, we can't stop spreading the word. We can't stop making people aware. There are still many, many individuals who come in contact with kiddos every single day that don't know about adverse childhood experiences and how they can help. And really what I'd like everybody to know is that you can be the one trusted adult in a child's life that makes a difference.
What do you tell people if they see abuse going on out in public, or they see it? What's your do you have some direction to people?
I always tell people to listen to their gut instinct. And that usually means that they need to make sure their body, their family is safe. Be aware of your surroundings. Look around and see if there are other individuals seeing the same thing that you're seeing who can maybe support you in either calling for help or if you feel safe enough, saying something. But I would never encourage anyone to do that and put themselves in harm's way.
Not to interfere if it looks like they could be harmed.
Exactly.
But you can call 911 or something like, you know, call 911 if you think somebody's in danger.
Exactly. Like Law enforcement in our area, they are very quick to respond. They work very, very professionally with families who are experiencing violence, and we utilize their services all the time.
There's this TV show that puts situations out there and films it. Are you familiar with this? To see how people will react to it. Anything from an older woman who's a tutor to a young man, and she's talking out loud on the phone about taking advantage of them, to things like this where people are being abusive. And just watching the people around them is amazing. They know it's wrong, but they really don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And every situation is different. But I would just say keep your eyes open, make eye contact with the person who is showing aggression or violence, make eye contact with the victim. If you can, make some sort of, you know, hand signal or something. Maybe you could meet them in the restroom, give them a safe number to call. There are individuals who work at the front desk of gas stations, hotels, at Walmart, who, if they're slipped a piece of paper that says, you know, help me or anything like that, they can really play a pivotal role in getting that individual assistance.
Sure. Okay. We're here with One Safe Place, our new director here, Katie Minoletti, and we're in Dignity Health, and also a patient advocate here that are talking about what's happening in our community when it comes to domestic violence. Domestic violence, and those numbers are rising quickly now that the people are out there being seen by other people, I guess would be the big thing on it. And then now that schools were open, did you see anything when it came to children? More cases of that? Or is that something that falls under your purview?
So when it comes to child abuse, that falls under the purview of Children's Services.
Uh-huh.
We definitely, with our victims of domestic violence, if they have children, we're discussing the incident and where the children were and figuring out a plan for that. But when it comes to child abuse, that is going to be deferred to Children's Services. That's their territory.
So when we come back from our break, let's take this last 15-minute segment. I do want to discuss, you need funds to be able to keep One Safe Place open. Let's talk about some of the events that you have coming up. We'll get people to your website and maybe some materials that we can go read more into what's happening with One Safe Place and what we need to look out for here in Northern California in the Redding area.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that's been around here for a couple of decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Doesn't mean you can't get in there early once Governor Newsom raises the barrier on us, and you can catch up on your reading in there. It's man's last stronghold, in the good sense. We'll be right back after these messages.
Got this in pocket, got battle, I am gonna use it. Intention, I feel in myself, gonna make you notice. Got motion.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's Walk for Wildlife on Saturday, June 12th. Meet Amanda from Animal Planet's Amanda to the Rescue at this fun wildlife scavenger hunt and fundraiser. You'll encounter live animals up close, enjoy a delicious breakfast courtesy of Shasta Dam Kiwanis Club, then get to spend the whole day at Turtle Bay. Can't get enough of our animals? Add your favorite Animal Plus to your ticket to take home. Register today at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train for
the day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community talk radio, your Switzerland of the airwaves, or I like to call it that. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:49 in the morning. And Linda, how about a quick update of this weekend?
All right. We just so you know that we are in an excessive heat watch, red letters. Today, not so bad, 94. Tomorrow, 99. But Sunday will be 103. Memorial Day, 107. And Tuesday, 109. So just be aware of what it is to be hydrated and keep your animals out of the car, off the street, and as well as your children.
There you go.
And your friends.
And your friends. And a reminder again that 11 o'clock on Sunday at the Memorial Grove down at the Civic, there will be a ceremony honoring our veterans, but those who have fallen in the defense of our nation. Starts at 11 o'clock. Water, shade, they're going to have all that down there. Take some time to remember those people. This isn't just a three-day weekend for barbecues or getting on the lake. It's something that many of us who have served, you know, you take that time and you think about those people that were there with you and then weren't. Sunday, again, at 11 o'clock. And we're here with a group of ladies that just do wonderful work, that they are heroines in their ways. Katie Minoletti, who is the new director down at One Safe Place, and Katie's background is such that she can, you know, she can talk the talk and walk the walk because she's been there. And Tiffany, who is a patient advocate, and
okay,
Alexis.
And Alexis Ross. We've been with three wonderful women today. We were talking earlier with Tiffany. Tiffany, you said you had 39 sex trafficking patients. Or
right here in Reading?
I have 39 patients who have been sex trafficked and labor trafficked. So I see both sets.
From Reading? Or were they imported?
Some are from out of town, but the majority are from this area, yes.
Really? Do we have a prostitution problem down?
As far as prostitution goes, I don't know that number.
But sex trafficking is a form of that. It's prostitution, of course. Isn't it?
So sex trafficking, yes, they are sometimes working on the street, but they are not keeping the money.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is they're just keeping them alive and giving them the basics and pocketing all the money there as opposed
they're
to...
They're making them have sex, yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
Whether that be on the street, you know, street corner.
Or in some house.
Right.
Alexis.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, I think it's important to differentiate between trafficking and prostitution in the respect that trafficking requires coercion, force, threats. It is not a choice of the individual. And it is through that coercion that they are put in that position, whether they're at hotels or on the street or however they are forced to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I believe, is the crux of the trafficking, is that they are forced and coerced into doing that.
Okay. And prostitution can be a choice.
Correct.
I see what you're... Okay.
Correct.
There's the difference. Prostitution can be a choice.
Correct.
Even though most of them have people that's involved in this. Katie, how many people do you, and I know you just got there, but you're pretty bright on these things. How many people do y'all help a month or a year would you say, at one safe place?
You know, I just looked at our domestic violence intake numbers, and we're seeing about 60 individuals come through our doors every week. And that is actually a little bit lower than this time last year. So we know we're
60 a week?
60 a week.
Okay.
And that doesn't even count individuals who are coming in for sexual assault or sexual violent reasons.
And how many... Okay, the old word was is that it takes around seven times for somebody to leave their abuser. But Angela told me one day, we were talking about it, she says, I don't know if that is true. Some of them, it only takes one or two times, and they're out of there.
Yeah, it's different for everyone, but that's why we say the average is about seven times. Some folks, one and done, right? They might leave.
That's all it takes.
The first time and never turn back. And others, there are many reasons why they would go back. Children is the number one reason that individuals who've experienced intimate partner violence go back.
And no way of taking care of themselves, because a lot of these conditions are that they control the person. They don't work. They, everything is dependent on the abuser.
Right. And I've had many, many clients tell me that the emotional abuse was far, far worse than the physical abuse, because they now are experiencing nightmares and severely low confidence. And the bruises might fade, but those terrible, terrible words and threats just haunt them for years to come.
Okay, so somebody comes into you, a victim of this, severe. What do you all do to move them back into society? Oh, Tiffany.
I'm going to let the specialist take
okay.
over.
I can answer that, because I do some advocacy there around those other two programs. So we assess for safety. That is our first and foremost mm-hmm. thing that we do. If they need a shelter, we move them into shelter. Our shelter staff is great. There's a case manager, and the whole team is wonderful about rebuilding.
Now, is this the main One Safe Place or another area?
Are you talking where shelter is?
Well, One Safe Place was built to be able to bring in a lot of people. And, you know, children, dogs, everything. But when you talk about shelter for those people, is it the same place? Or do you move them into another shelter? Or can you even talk about that?
I can answer that. It actually depends on the danger level. So
okay.
individuals are housed sometimes in different counties and even different states.
Oh, okay.
Some families come to us, and after we go through the screening process and use a danger assessment, we realize, oh, my goodness, they need to get out of this area right now. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, where law enforcement and our relationship has to be really tight, because they help us.
Okay.
Very quickly.
I didn't know that, but I suspected something like that. Right. So that, you know, because there's, you know, you want to keep those people safe.
And
okay.
the thing that I love about what our shelter staff provides in our case management is we are rebuilding their confidence. We are teaching them to be independent. There are classes they can take, boundaries classes, on how to set up good, healthy boundaries and what to look for in that relationship. We have housing services. So shelter is temporary. So we have an awesome team who helps them find housing services, whether that be signing up for City of Reading HUD or the Rapid Rehousing Program at One Safe Place. We're just rebuilding their confidence. We're teaching them how to be independent and how to be productive moving forward. You know, we help them find jobs, things like that. So it takes a lot of time, and they're broken, you know, and it takes time to heal. And like Katie said, the emotional scars are the worst.
You know, Katie, anybody that wants to answer this one, and we only got a couple minutes left. Do abused women that have gotten out of one relationship, do you see them going back into a kind of the same relationship or one like that very often?
I'll jump on that.
Okay.
It depends. It depends on the support they have. Personally, I did that twice. Over 20 years ago, yeah.
Two people.
Over 20 years ago.
Yeah, you went from one abusive relationship to another.
Correct.
Wow. So it does happen.
It can.
Okay.
And that's where the education piece comes in, because, as you know, we do serve women and men. No one is immune to being in a domestic violence relationship, and we try to help people understand what healthy relationships really do look like.
I want to go for another 10 minutes here, but okay, if you're in an abusive relationship, is that because you've seen your parents in something like that? Does that play a big part?
Well, that comes back to the ACEs.
Right.
You've experienced in the first 18 years of life kind of directs the decisions that you're going to make. So if you're in an abusive, if you've been a victim of child abuse, that's what you know.
Okay.
You know?
And it goes the other way, too. If the abuser has seen this when they're growing up,
mm-hmm.
that's okay behavior.
Correct.
Yeah. It's definitely learned behavior. You're not born an abuser.
Okay. We got to run. Thank you. Thanks for letting me bring Dan Beans on for another 15 minutes there today. But
and come back and tell us about some of the events. We want to sell them out.
Now, and y'all will be back the last Friday of each month at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And so we've got, do you have something coming up real quick?
If anyone does need more information about our services, to go to ospshasta.org or call 244-0117.
Thank you so much, ladies, for everything you do for our community. We're going to be back Monday. We're here on Memorial Day. It's kind of a way for me to pay homage to my friends who have died and lost their lives
in
the
combat.
Defense of combat. And a lot of times it's not just combat, it's PTSD. And it's things that